Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
There are
sailed across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering from Epiphany, the Freel Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number you need to dial if you're listening in the chat rooms or anything before the 11 o'clock hour. We come to you tonight. That is myself, Paul Sampson, your humble host, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Good evening, Van. How are you tonight, bro?
I'm doing good, Paul. How about yourself, my brother?
Whew. I'm much better now. I made it. It was a rush.
Absolutely.
We churched all day long. I drove to Perth Amboy because my nephew was preaching up there this morning. And that was about an hour ride. Drive up there. We had a beautiful service there. Then we ate, came back and had our regular service there. And, of course, I had to eat again and then rush home to get home for this. So I'm full and full. So it's a good night. And I'm about to get full. I'm having dessert tonight, right now.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lord knows, man. I tell you, you know, a lot of times we hear people say God is an on-time God, or he's always right on time, and all these sayings that we hear. There's a lot of sayings within the church. But tonight was one of those days where those sayings were actually proved. So, you know, it just bolstered the reason for even having these sayings, you know, some of them. Because I needed to hear what was preached at both services tonight. Oh, man.
Amen, brother.
Oh, beautiful day. Oh, beautiful day. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. I ain't got no complaints, you know. The Lord is still in the blessing business. He is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't mind sharing them with everybody.
Okay. That's one thing, you know, and I'm human, so I have my faults. And I'm kind of selfish about some things. But that's one thing I have no problem sharing.
That's right.
It's funny because I share them, but I'm still kind of selfish because that's my daddy, you know. But I'll share my daddy with you.
That's
and
right.
You can say that's
right.
Your daddy, you know. I ain't mad
that's right.
You know, but
we can share him with everybody.
Okay, and he's big enough where we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
With plenty to spare.
He's a big guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, he's a big guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he is.
Oof.
Yes, he is.
He is a mighty big guy.
Yes, he is. And that's another reason to thank him, because he is just such a mighty big guy that person over in China that's on their knees crying out for him right now, he can give them all the attention that they need. The brother in Africa that just lost somebody, he can be there and give him all that he needs. The person in Russia that just went through something crazy, he's right there. Simultaneous, that person giving them all they need. And he still has enough left over here to be here with us. And then some.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, we say he's a mighty big guy, but we really can't even fathom just how big he is and how mighty he is. But we can thank him for it. We can praise him for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, God.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He shares of himself more than we could even desire. Mm-mm. Well, I don't want to give anybody that's like giving physics or calculus to a kindergarten student. It's just beyond your ability to understand it or to wrap your brain around it. You just accept it by faith. Because if you try to figure God out, you're going to blow a gasket or two or three.
Yes, God.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, tonight, as always, the last Sunday of each month is set aside as youth poetry. Whether they come or not means nothing. We still want to have this platform available for the one time that they might need us. Yeah.
Amen.
So those of you that have parents, that have nephews, that have nieces, and that come here on a regular basis, bring some of your young folks. Let them know that there's somewhere they can go. They can share the poetry. We're not judging you. They can talk about being bullied in school. They can talk about what they think about the current trend in government. Whatever their concerns are, that's what we're here for, to help them.
Amen,
brother.
That's
our future. We better help them and reach them now so that when we can't do for ourselves, we got some people up there in powerful positions or in home positions that know about God, that
yes.
know about reaching out to help somebody that's down, because that might be our help.
Mm.
Encourage your young
You're
folks
so
to come
right.
on and visit. Let us know what they need, because we're not kids anymore. We are so far beyond what they are experiencing or how they're processing what they're experiencing, that we don't know them. And when we allow them to slip through the cracks without offering them, at least offering them somewhere to come and talk to us, let us know what you feel or how you feel about things. Things will never get better. So that's what we do on Sunday
yeah.
night, the last Sunday of every month. Of course, if they want to call in any other night, we're not going to turn them away by no stretch of the imagination. But I want them to know that there's one night that is specifically for them. And in the interim, tonight is pen speak. Let your pen talk to us. So those of us that are a little bit more seasoned, like Van, you know, y'all old heads, so we want y'all. I had to sneak that in there.
You slipped that one in, right?
It's been such a sobering day. I had to get me a little jokey joke in. just let us hear what it is that you have to say.
Absolutely.
Van just told me I was a little late because youth poetry we usually try to start at 8:00, but at 8:00 it would have been impossible tonight. But thank you for telling me about that. I really did. I've been ripping and running.
That's all right. Them kids went out and trick-or-treated. Now they're in bed.
Or they might still be out trick-or-treating. You know, these days,
they
stay
might
out
still
late.
Be out now.
I know they come knock on my door. One person had me cracking up. He got a big bucket and dumped all the candy he had in that bucket and just set it out in front of his house. He said, I don't want them knocking on my door. Just take what you want and get out of here. I was tempted to go by his house and just take the whole bucket, but I didn't.
Just take the whole bucket, right?
Just take the whole bucket. I mean, he didn't care. He just wanted to get rid of it. He did his part when he shut the door and said, don't ring my bell. I thought that was funny. But I just realized I don't even have any candy. I'm going to have to go visit the folks that I know got kids tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to do my after Thanksgiving, after Halloween trick-or-treating.
Candy
I ain't buying no candy. I know too many people with children. And they went trick-or-treating. I like free.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right.
I might come home with a whole bag myself. Like, I went out tonight. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
About Halloween, he said, you know, he brought it to our attention. I mean, I knew this already, but I kind of got desensitized, I guess, over the years, because as a kid, we're raised going out getting that candy. And that's what it means to us. It's just about the candy. But it's not about what it really represented. You know, and it was a pagan, and it was a Wiccan holiday, witchcraft. These things are definitely against the word of God. I'm not judging anybody, and I'm not saying whether you should do it or you shouldn't do it. I can only speak for myself. But when he said we're not even going to celebrate it, other than what I'm saying right now, we're not even going to mention it because we're not going to give it that much energy. We look at it, the world looks at it as a very important holiday, more or less. But it's based on something that is completely contrary to the Word of God. And he talks about it being part of the watered-down Word of God that we accept every day. And, you know, it kind of hit me. And Y'all, anybody that knows me knows I'm a fat man and a skinny body. I like my candy. I like my food. I like everything to eat. But it made me think, maybe this is time to, because as we see the world itself falling farther and farther out of God's graces, we need to pick up our step, or pick up our pace, pick up our efforts in staying true to the Word of God. Maybe we need to raise our kids up without Halloween, All Hallows Eve and all this, trying to create, quote-unquote, church holidays to coincide with the pagan holidays. Because pretty soon, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And what are we going to say to him? Yes, Lord, we celebrated a holiday that we know that you was not pleased with. But just for the sake of some free candy, we chose to disobey you or to turn our backs on you for that moment, turn a blind eye on you. And it's time to do some real soul searching. And I'm not saying anybody's wrong for whatever choices they make, because God did give us free will. But we need to start thinking a little bit more circumspect.
Absolutely.
Because we truly are in the last days. Before I get started running my mouth, because I feel like this is one of the nights where I might be running my mouth, but Dan, would you please do me and do us the honor of bring us in prayer?
Absolutely, my brother. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you.
Let us go before the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you tonight, first and foremost, asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we know that you're displeased when we sin against you, Lord, but we can come to you openly and confess those sins and ask for your forgiveness. Father God, we want to pray for those who are going through right now, silently and openly. Father God, you know what the issues are. You know what's happening in the world. And Father God, we appeal to you right now, Lord God. We're not asking you to change man's free will, because we know that you will not do that. But we are asking you to heal our land. And I know that your word says that if we would humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, that you would do so. So, Father God, we're begging and we're pleading for you to heal the land. Because not all of us are wicked. And Father God, we want to lift our children up to you. This is Youth Poetry Night. We want to lift our children up to you, Lord God. We ask that you cover them, protect them in a world that seems to have little regard for human life anymore. Father God, we know you are the Almighty. We know you are the Alpha and Omega. But Father God, we also know that you will not do anything outside of your will. It must be according to your will. And Father God, we pray right now that this prayer does not fall on deaf ears, Lord God, that you hear us. Please hear us. Father God, that we lift up every caller, every poet, every listener, every person under the sound of my voice and not under the sound of my voice, whatever they have need of in your will. Look out, please. We're asking our Father, we're asking our Daddy to help us. We love you, and we will continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, man. And like I said, this has been a busy day filled with a lot of emotions, a lot of thought, a lot. But I'm here. I'm breathing. I have the use of my limbs. I'm here with you guys, fellowshipping before a holy God. There's nothing that I went through today that wasn't worth it to get to here, you know? Sometimes we got to go through some things to get to a better place. Sometimes we got to go through some things to recognize when we do have better. we tend to get comfortable. Oh, everything is hunky-dory today, tomorrow, yesterday, after a while. We become to the point where we expect these things, you know. And so we need to be to bump our butts every now and then just to realize, oh, daggone, I did have it pretty good when I was doing this. Let me go back to doing it the right way. At least I know that's the way I think about a lot of things, the way it registers in my mind. But we're here tonight for poetry, for praise, for prayer, for fellowship. You know, this is where iron sharpens iron. This is where we help one another to be a better person than we were yesterday, getting closer to that best person that we were created to be. And we're not going to make it without one another. So I thank you guys for being here to help me be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday. Or prepare me to be a little bit better tomorrow than I was today. All right. A lot of this I can do. If it's not for the willingness of all of the callers, the listeners, and their obedience. So we welcome you. Time out of your schedule to come share with us. And speaking of sharing, this is Pen Speak tonight, man. So what does your pen have to say to us tonight?
Oh, man, my pen. My pen's got a lot to say tonight.
Okay. I like that already. What you got for us, bro?
The title of this piece is called No Weapon.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. You've been punched in the throat by Satan, wondering if your life has value or worth, and these are the days you just want to give up and throw in the towel. Seems like every day the enemy is on the prowl. Well, newsflash, if you weren't doing what God wanted you to do, Satan wouldn't have any gas to be able to burn down your hopes and dreams, or so it would seem. God has equipped you for this battle. You will not be slaughtered like cattle. In fact, you will rise above the obstacles placed at your feet like wild tentacles, just so you can show them, show Satan and them, your haters and naysayers, exactly what you can do with the power of God and a whole lot of prayers. Then you can adjust your crown on your head and never be misled, to show them just how mighty your daddy truly is. And God in his infinite wisdom will be pleased, and his glory shall shine so brightly through you via your powerful testimony that will be in plain view. So you look up toward the heaven because you have an advocate advising the godly council that they just have to wait until you demonstrate the living full armor of God even while you're laying prostrate. Show just how God is truly enjoying you as a worshiper. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that's that piece.
It won't work. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. You know, you said your pen had a lot to say. And you did not fail to show us that it did have a lot to say. That piece had a lot of meat in it. I was taking a couple of notes and I had some thoughts, but they were coming so quickly I couldn't really focus on each one that I wanted to. But you started off. You started off being talking about being punched in the throat. You know? Not punched in the eye, not giving a black eye, but punched in the throat. That can take you out, or it can make you wish you was out. And it can only happen when we drop the ball. That's a wake-up call right there, you know, telling us, you know, we got to be a little bit more mindful of how we're walking because we're allowing the enemy to come in and do these things to us. He can't do anything to us that we don't allow him to do. You know, you talked about your crown.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know do you have a crown? That's that faith.
That's
the
right.
Of God. That's because you
That's
know
right.
you submitted yourself to him. So you know you have that crown. Otherwise, you wouldn't be adjusting it. You're just moving air around. You know, you're wasting
that's
your
right.
time.
That's right. You know. That's right.
You talked about the power of testimony.
Ooh, yes, God. I was going to say, you know, because we are a royal priesthood. See, the world talks about kings and queens from the motherland, but kings and queens as it relate to God's kingdom is because we are royal priesthood in God's kingdom.
Yeah. Yes. 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 And when you talked about the powerful testimony, it made me think back over my life. And I don't even begin to even let the thought, the spark of a thought enter your brain that I think I'm more holy than anybody, better than anybody, because let me tell you, I'm the worst of the worst. I'm a low-down, dirty scoundrel. If it weren't for God's presence in my life. But those things that I did that at one point in time I was ashamed to even admit, I ain't got no problem admitting that because I've given them to him. As far as God is concerned, they are cast into the sea of forgetfulness. But yet, there are still my brothers and sisters out there that might be in the midst of something, lost, not knowing if there's a way out of it, or how to go about getting out of it, or how to go about getting through it. And then comes my testimony, your testimony. And they say, wow. And then I can hear Ty Tribbett singing, if he did it before, he'll do it again. We're nobody special.
That's
he's
right.
He's not a special person. What he brought
that's right,
through, he'll bring you through. What he enabled me to withstand, what he saved me from, he'll do the same for each one of you. So you got to get out there. Throw that little side to the trash pan. Get out there and tell him what he brought you through. That's the power of the testimony. Man, that piece was all that. Peace was life,
thank
my
you,
brother.
To be the glory. All for his glory, not mine, brother, not mine. Not
I
mine.
Apologize to everybody else that's listening. Don't be afraid to raise your hand just because he started off like this. But he set the bar pretty high because he came through with that truth, with the living word of God.
Yes, man.
That's what
we're about. Yes,
He's just trying to edify and uphold one another through our failures, through our shortcomings. Through our doubts, our low self-esteem, and through all of that, God is still able to use us, to use you in a mighty way, to somebody who's in a worse state than you are. So don't be shy. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. You're a child of the living God. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Trust and believe, you could be in the bar drunk, and the word of God can still hit you. And you can stumble out of there drunk and say something to somebody else that would change their life, because God can still use you. God can use
right.
stone to elevate his kingdom. So don't
that's
ever
right.
think that, oh, well, I'm not ready yet. Yes, we'll never be ready or worthy of it. Just step out on faith. Step out in that agape love of God, that even though in the midst of my shortcomings and my failings, he can still use me as a powerful weapon through something that he's already brought me through.
Right.
We get on these mics on these nights every night of the week here at Epiphany and some of the other networks. We ain't got no problem. We don't have any problem whatsoever spitting a piece. That is entertaining. It's food for thought. I'm not trying to put it down because it does have its place. But if we can do this, why can't we just spread a seed of the word of God that might save a life? And the ripple effect from that one seed, a forest of salvation could come through God. Come on, let's not just share on the mics with each other. Let's share with our brothers that we see every day. I got mad love for Van. I've never seen him face to face, but other than on video, I've never interacted with him.
Right, right, right.
You know, physically.
Absolutely.
Well, for real, yeah. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with him and Danielle and a couple other sun toucher. But, you know, there's so many that have had an impact on my life that I've never had the pleasure of just shaking their hand and thanking them. We gotta do a little bit better. We're at the end of the game, so we're in the ninth inning. It's time to get to throw away all restraints, all reserve, all of our cool cards, and just go deep.
That's right.
And saving and spreading the word. I don't care if you look at me, oh, he's a Jesus freak. Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am.
He's one of them weirdos. Thank you very much. I'm weird for Jesus.
Thank you very
okay?
much.
I had a gangbanger stop me one day when I was cutting through a field. And I guess I had the wrong color on because I don't be paying no attention to that. It's so far out of my world. But, yo, who you represent? I'm looking at him before. And it had to be God because me and my smart mouth, I'd have something slick to say. I told him, I represent Jesus. He sat there stunned for a minute. And he said, okay, yeah, I can't argue with that, bro. And I kept on walking. You know, we got to do more of that.
Oh, yeah.
We got to represent Jesus. We got to let people know that that's who we represent. And a lot of times it's more important that we let them know who we represent by our actions and what they see of us, more so than what we say. Because we can all talk a good game. Ooh-wee. Let me tell you, I could sell you a puff of air and get a rebate.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right.
I got the gift of God now. Well, I thank God I've toned it down a little bit and tamed it a little. God has tamed it a little bit because, you know, that little wicked piece of flesh, the tongue, woo-woo. It's got a whole agenda of its own. But we carry God within our hearts, within our thoughts. He contains the most determined failure that we carry, determined habit that we carry, the most determined addiction that we carry, the most determined destructive thought pattern that we carry, the generational curses that we carry. We can tame them, break them, and turn them around as long as we just keep representing Jesus. Oh, man, I'm not even going to get started tonight. All I know.
Man, listen, because the spirit is high in here, brother. We got to hear your piece. We got to hear your piece.
I started to do a piece that I wrote. Danielle, is she on the line? No, she's not here. Good. I can say this without having to
hear. She said she was listening. She's going to get you. She's going to get you.
I don't see her number, but she can listen to the playback. But her had... it was the short, and this is my nephew. It's the shortest sermon I've ever heard come out of his mouth. It was literally 10 minutes. But he said four words that was the title to his sermon, and it really, really impacted me. And it was, "Dare to be you." And I thought about it. I said, well, being me is the one that gets me in trouble. Then I got to thinking. I said, no, that's not me. That's the influences of the enemy. That's the along the way going here, there, whatever. But the me, deep down inside, is none of that.
Right.
The me before I compromised to be accepted by this group of people, or before I did something else, trying to impress this group of people. To me, I quit daring to be. I punked out. I became what was acceptable in the eyes of so many other facets of life. And that thing took on a whole world in my head. I was driving down the turnpike with my knees, writing a piece called "Dare to Be You." Oh, my heavens. But I'm not going to do that tonight because I have a date put at the end of it. You know what? I am going to do that. But I'm not finished with that. But I'm going to do a piece called "Dare to Be You."
The mic is yours, bro.
Thank you. I saw a brother with a certain style of suit, and it was like that. I mean, that brother had it going on from his shoes, socks, and hat. And I wanted one just like it because it looked so good. I was going to be the sharpest brother in the hood. So I spent money I didn't have on a suit just like his, and I knew I was the man. Till it hit me. I was in the shoes of another. It was in the shoes of another that I was taking my stand. This was not the path God desired for me. This was as wrong as Aaron thinking he could part the Red Sea. That was solely from Moses, who finally dared to be himself. And praise God, the rest is history. Being the you that you were created by God to be is the you that will have a say in church's history. Daring to be you is how God can come through everything that you do. Daring to be you is a true act of strength and unmeasurable faith. For in daring to be you, you are daring to walk in God's righteousness. God didn't create any one of us to be a follower of anyone other than himself. And the sooner we realize and recognize and walk in this, the sooner we shall receive a portion of our spiritual wealth. This word is for us more seasoned saints, yes. But it's, I think, especially important for our youth. Dare to be you and not like the cool kids in school. Because 9 times out of 10, in doing so, you wind up either being someone's or looking like a worldly, ungodly fool. Words of the wise. Dare to be you. And that's that piece.
Whoo, words of the wise. Dare to be you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That should be an affirmation that we should say every day in the mirror. Dare to be you. I love that piece, Paul. I love that piece.
I'm telling you that piece because that came strictly from God. God to his ear, to our ear, if we were listening. And I heard that thing. I heard that one. And it made me think, yeah. I'm not going to tell you all that transpired after I got back, but it made me think about, I got to dare to be me again. I got to stop compromising and allowing things just for the sake of not wanting to hurt your feelings or to whatever the case may be. I got to dare to be me.
Yes. Whew. Yeah, man, you won it tonight, man.
Man, I'm telling you, the spirit is, oh. Yeah. So Halloween, in the name of Jesus, I set you back in the backseat, okay? Yes. I'm still going to go get me some candy tomorrow, though. and I have to say, I have to repent for last night before you get a chance to bring it up, man. Oh, man. Oh, but my mama's still very, very important. She's top dog. We need God, of course. I'll never take
it. Yes.
But yeah. But like I said, he ain't done with me yet.
That's right. He ain't done with none of us yet.
Amen. Thank God he's not done with us. Because if he was done with me and I'm half-baked, you ever have a cake in there and take it out, you know, 20 minutes before it was done?
Whoo, really?
Yeah. You got to keep it in the oven until it's done. He's not done with me yet. I'm still in that baking process. I still got the chemical reactions going on and the air bubbling through to make me flaky and more palatable. I got work to do, you know. So I'm feeling
right.
But I'm glad he's got an oven that has room for me.
Yes, God.
So, as we continue the evening with Penn Speak, we're going to open up the mic for our first caller. And I miss my buddy Deborah, but she's going through some things. As a matter of fact, when I close in prayer, I have to remember her in prayer. Deborah Whitten Lyle. She used to be, religiously be the first caller.
First
caller. She's got some health issues and things going on. And the medicine that she takes generally has her knocked out by this time of night. So, but I miss her. Love you, Deborah. I'm going to send you the archive so you can hear us talk about you. We love you. We miss you. And we got your
Absolutely.
Best interest. In heart, you know. Yes, yes. But, Amelia, welcome to the Inspiration Factor.
Good evening, King.
Good evening. Yes, it is. It's a very good evening.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful evening. Now, you know what? As a matter of fact, this evening is fabulous. Okay?
Yes,
I had to share your line.
Somebody forgot to do a poem, didn't they?
Well, everyone did a poem, Amelia.
I did one.
Just pulling y'all's leg, just playing with you.
Oh. Okay. So how are you tonight?
I'm blessed. I'm absolutely fabulous. Thank you. Since
well.
Tonight's supposed to be for children, I thought I'd bring this mm-hmm. poem. It's a bit old, but I think it still is to the point. It's called Our Children.
Okay. And I appreciate you for thinking about the children on YouTube. Sunday. Thank you very much. That shows that you pay attention to the event pages and things along those lines. Let me throw this out there real quick before you do your piece, please, Amelia. You know, we spend a couple minutes putting these event pages together with a theme for the show. That's because there's something inside of us that I feel the Lord wants us to speak about. So it would be appreciative, you know, people actually read the event pages. And try to come on board with whatever the theme for that evening is. You know, of course, I understand we can't always write to command. But whenever possible, please come with a piece that's kind of along the theme line of what the show is for that night. Because God has a purpose for it going that specific way. And with that being said, Amelia, the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. So, again, it's called Our Children. Tears run in rivers throughout the nation. Children not even safe in school or their neighborhoods. Children gunned down in cold blood. It has become a hazard to be under 18. The youth's blood flows onto the floor of schools and our city streets. We are shocked at the carnage, yet the government officials turn a blind eye. No justice is the injustice. Screams from the parents are heard by deaf ears. Compassion lost because the almighty dollar reigns supreme. The gun lobby stuffing the government's pockets, laws not enforced, new outreach dismissed, cries of the children echoing off rooftops and mountaintops, yet their voices silent to those in power. Our future being lost at a rapid rate. Who will be left when death comes knocking on the daily? Letters and phone calls must flood the officials' offices, the only way to a new day. Stop the slaughter of our youth. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Amen for that. Amen.
Amen for
Stop
that.
The slaughter.
Stop yes. the slaughter.
Woo. And, you know, Amelia, that's a very timely piece. I mean, you said it's an oldie. It's an old one. But that just shows you how perpetual the truth is. Because the youth, like you said, are being slaughtered on a daily basis. It's horrific. It's more than I can even express right now. It affects me more than I can express right now. How our children, even back in the day when they was gangbanging and acting crazy, kids was off limits. There was a code to our sickness, our sin. We had codes and rules and regulations. The elderly were off limits. Children were off limits.
Yep.
Hey, nothing has any value. Nothing has any worth. Nothing. There's no rules, regulation. It's just all about me. Oh my gosh. And when you talk about the compassion being lost, Amelia, the dollar bill reigns supreme. That touched so many levels. You know, because for the sake of a dollar, I've seen people curse their parents. For the sake of a dollar, people's lives are forfeited. Yeah. What happened
yes.
to
yes.
the compassion and the love? We were created in the image of the most loving, of the epitome of the word love. Where did it go? Because it's definitely, if you turn on the news any night, any morning, noon, or night of the week, it's hard to find any love in that. Society as a whole has become so desensitized to the horrific things that we allow now. Point being is about a week ago, somebody was chased onto the L in Philadelphia. A young lady was chased onto the L, beaten and raped in front of other people in that train car. And the only thing they did was take pictures and videotape it. They never even thought to call 911 or to skip if there's a man there to get your punk behind up and try to stand up for that woman and stop that horrific act from being done. That's how desensitized we've become. That's how the lack of compassion and just common decency is being washed away from our souls.
Yes.
I can't see how I can sit on no train and watch somebody being raped like I'm looking at Barney Miller on TV. But that's where this is how low this society has fallen. And if it's done in one place, trust and believe, it's done throughout this entire country and probably throughout the entire world.
Right.
And you try to tell me that Jesus ain't coming back soon? You better wake up and smell the coffee. But Amelia, thank you for that piece. That piece meant a lot. Had a lot to offer in it.
Indeed.
And like you said, it was an oldie one. That was new to me, and it was right on point and very much on time. Thank you for that, Queen.
My pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed it. People nowadays tend to enjoy other people's pain and humiliation, and we most certainly are in the last days. And I've been reading through my Bible for the 5 millionth time, but I finished up with Revelations and started over again in, you know, Genesis. And something that I had never really hit me. Satan starts off in the garden as a snake, but in Revelations, he's a dragon. So that goes, you know, in other words, he's gotten bigger, larger, more monstrous. More of a monster. And we continue, those that are good people, Christians, people who love, you know, with godly love. And we turned a blind eye to the evils of the world, as you were saying about the rape that occurred. We are just as guilty and as the perpetrators, and this is how the evil manifests and grows larger and larger as the years go by, because people are not putting those that are doing evil acts of all kinds in check. It's being allowed to just run rapid. And, you know, we really, in Old Testament, whenever the Israelites would sin and do horrible stuff, a prophet would go out and tell them, you know, stop it, turn back to God. And when they didn't, they had serious consequences. But yet when they did turn back and ask for forgiveness, whatever situation was going on was stopped. They didn't suffer whatever was coming at them. And I feel like if we would, you know, seriously turn back to God, to seriously bend our knee and change our ways, we could reverse it. But unfortunately, folks rather turn a blind eye. And so that's what I have to say on that, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Amelia, your voice sounds a little rough tonight. You all right? You might want to take some ginger tea with a little honey in it. Or you've been hollering at somebody.
No, I haven't been hollering. I'm by myself 24/7. Just me and God here in the apartment. Oh, and the dog. But no, not hollering at anybody. But on that subject, if you all would keep me in prayer, I'd appreciate it.
We most definitely will. You have only to ask. And we don't even know what for, because he knows, because the Father knows. So we just have to do our part. When asked for prayer, we pray. So we might as well do that right now, because, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I got a few platinum highlights up top, and I might forget. So to keep me from getting from forgetting.
Thank you.
Why don't we just do that right now? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you first and foremost just for being you, for allowing us access to your throne once again. So, Father God, we come before your throne humbly, but yet boldly, standing upon your word, holding up our sister Amelia, Father God. We ask that you would meet her wherever it is that she needs to be met, to heal what needs to be healed, to console what needs to be consoled, to rectify what needs to be straightened out, Father God, and to uplift her where she needs some empowerment. Father God, we just ask that you would have your way in her life and to bring her back to being where she's supposed to be. Bring her through another yet hurdle, Father God, that she might have another testimony, Father, of your greatness and of your love. And we thank you in advance for what it is that you're about to do, Lord. And we pray these things in the precious and matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I laugh every time somebody asks me to pray, because I think back, man, I literally ran one time. Somebody else, as a younger, I was an altar boy, you know, so I would I carried the incense holder and I held it there. And they used to tell me I had the most beautiful genuflex when I came up there, because my back was perfectly straight. I was all about my business. But asked me to do something where I had to open my mouth up in front of people, man, they asked me, well, Paul, would you do the prayer? And I turned around and ran. But now, that's why I laugh sometimes. But just mention prayer. Man, in a drop of a dime, I will pray. Because I have seen over the years just how powerful prayer is. And it does work. So that's why I was giggling.
Absolutely.
It's funny about this thing. But it's because I just look at how far he's brought me. But I, so I thank you for bringing that request to us, Amelia.
Our priest, prayers. Blessings, King. I'll step off the mic for the next person up. God bless both of you.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you as well. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
God bless you. Wow, Amelia came on in. Man, though. Jeez. Pen speaking. The pen, this is showing that the pen is mightier than the sword tonight. My goodness. Things that have come through already. And we're just what? A little over an hour in. It's 10:09. So you guys have exactly 51 minutes to dial 319-527-6300 if you want to continue on with us. Okay. So we're going to keep things moving right along. And we're going to bring on area code 219. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Brother O speaking. How you doing?
Hey, Brother O.
Brother O.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. How you guys feeling?
Pretty good, brother. Pretty good.
You've been here long enough to hear how I'm feeling, so I'm going to let Van answer that one.
That's all right. It's doing good, man. God is amazing.
Right.
He's keeping
And our daddy good?
Too good. Better than we deserve sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So how's everything going with you, bro?
Oh, things going pretty good. Things going pretty good.
It's always good to hear. What do you think of what you've heard of the show so far tonight? Hello.
Well, the show is very good as usual, and just thanking God for another day.
Yeah. Thanking God for another day. I post stuff pretty much every day. I try to anyway. Something inspirational, something whole, uplift someone as well as myself. I have another friend who every single day puts the same words up. Now, the background and all of that to the post she puts up, the colors might change, the design might change, but the words are the same. Thanking God for yet another day.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. She had said, you know, Paula, I always comment on your post, but why you don't ever comment on mine? And I felt convicted, so I started going to her page. And it just clicked me every day. But you know what? Mm-hmm. That's the perfect thing to say, every day to start a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thanking him for yet another day. Post something, tell her. I thought you was kind of being a little thin with that same thing every day, but Laura showed to me that, hey, I was the one that was looking at it bass backwards. You were doing it the right way. Mm-mm. Thank him every day. Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got to.
Yes, we definitely do. Now, Brother O, I was going to say I was going out on a limb by saying this, but I'm not even going out on a limb by saying this. I know you got something very educational, uplifting, and poignant for us to hear. So what did you bring for us today, my brother?
I had this phone call. Brother, if God was good, he wouldn't allow certain things to happen to us.
Mm. Mic is yours.
Brother, oh, you a true servant after God's own heart. Brother who follows God's plans for your life. A brother who always tries to live a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. An authentic brother who recognizes that he is not a perfect man. And a brother who I admire, respect as a real man who doesn't sugarcoat anything. Brother, I clearly understand that life is not meant to be fair and God is no respecter of persons. So let me ask you something. Don't take this personal. My brother, God was good as you say he is. Why would he allow us to go through certain situations or allow certain things to happen to us? Now, brother, if God was good, he wouldn't allow tragedies to occur. He wouldn't allow mishaps or freak accidents to occur. And he wouldn't allow us to experience death on a regular basis either. Brother, oh, if God was good, there wouldn't be any economic inequality. There wouldn't be any poverty. There wouldn't be any financial struggles. There wouldn't be politicians that they'd be trying to cut programs to the poor, elderly, and disabled. And there would not be families just struggling to meet their basic needs. But Lord, if God was good, why would he allow us to experience rejection? Why would he allow us to be treated as cast-off strangers and black sheep? Why would he allow us to be ridden off and dropped to the bottom of the totem pole by people who claim to love us? And why would he allow those same people to turn their back on us when we need them? But Lord, if God was good, children would not go to bed hungry. Children would not be subjected to abuse. Children would be placed on medication. Children would not be subjected to hazing and bullying. And children wouldn't have to worry about being gunned down the streets and planning their funerals before their 18th birthday. Brother, if God was good, would not have gone through slavery and be used as tools of exploitation for profits. We wouldn't be experiencing racism and discrimination on many levels even to this day and still be racially profiled and targeted by the police. Now, brother, oh, God was good. Why is there unemployment? Why are there supply chain issues now? Why is there homelessness? Why is there violence all across this land? Why are people turning a blind eye to the evil that is perpetrated out here? Why are there sicknesses and diseases? Why is there pain and suffering all across this land? Brother, oh, God was good. Why do we go through tests? Why do we go through the storms? Why do we go through our unique set of troubles? Why do we go our unique set of struggles? Why do we go through our unique set of trials? Why do we go through dry seasons? Why do we go through wildernesses? Why do we go through the peaks and valleys? And why do we deal with our unique set of issues? My dear brothers and sisters, there are certain things and situations that are beyond our control in our lives. And we may not always understand why God has to take us through certain things sometimes. Because we can't always predict what's going to happen next in our lives. All you can do is keep the faith and know and believe that God is still in control of everything in your lives. Because one thing I know for sure, he's still good all the time despite of what you're going through. That's that peace.
I know that. Right.
Yes, sir.
I know that,
yes, sir.
You
yes,
have me worried for a minute there. But not really, because I know Brother O's heart better than that. But, yeah, you
That's
pointed
right.
out a lot of questions that we've all had. Maybe not all at one time, but from time to
right.
time, I'm sure every one of us has had those questions about certain things. Whenever anything horrific happens in the world or to ourselves personally, we always tend to wonder, why do you allow these to happen? when you close it all up and fix it all by saying, but God is still good all the time. Because in the midst of that, he knows so much more. He may have allowed a tsunami because he saw something 20 years down, a million years down the line, that tsunami put into effect that's going to make things better for us. We can't even begin to even scenarios to mm-hmm. rightly discern what God knows and sees about us. Yeah. I appreciate that piece because you answered a lot of questions that a lot of people have with your ending statement.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Because God is good all the time. Thank you so much for that, Brother O.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brother O. I mean, you know, it's one thing to ask the questions, just like Paul says, we always have those same questions. Why this? Why that? Why? What about because God can? Right?
Okay.
right.
You know, as much as he loves us just like any parent loves us. And if your child get out
yes.
of line, what you do? What do you do? If your child get out of line, what do you do? There is some form of chastisement.
That butt.
There's
right.
some form of chastisement. And one of the common questions,
right.
one of the common questions, listen to Brother O's piece, that comes about is when a child dies at birth, or days from birth, or, you know, everyone always say, well, if God is there, why would he allow this? Because God knew that child would be better with him than with you. Now, I know that
okay.
sounds kind of harsh. That sounds kind of harsh. But that's the truth. And people don't want to accept the truth because we're in this flesh and we're just concerned with the loss of the life. Now, I promise
mm-hmm.
you, I'm like every single solitary parent in the world. If something was to happen to one of my kids, I'd be asking God why. Because out of my genuine
right.
love for my children, I'd be asking why. But God
Amen.
Being God is going to be, God being God is going to be, and he's going to say, because I wanted them more than you do. And that's the reality.
Mm.
You know, and My heart goes out to any parent that has lost a child, no matter their
Absolutely.
Age. No matter their age. But we cannot be selfish in our flesh to want to keep them from God. That's like losing a parent, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the natural order of things is, well, you know, the parent gives birth to the child and the child should bury the parent. You know, we all have that natural
right.
order of things. But as we can see in society today, there is no such thing as natural order anymore.
Right.
So I thank you, Brother O, for this peace, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful peace, Brother O. I'm going to send you over to the Praise Lounge, and I'm hoping that you're going to stick around and listen to the rest of the program because it seems like God's got some words for us through these pieces tonight. So I wouldn't want you to miss a blessing. So I hope you hang out with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
God bless you. One love, one mic, bro.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. God bless you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Mm.
Wow. I'm getting tired of saying this, man, but, man, God has been showing up at these shows, at this platform. Must be something he wants us to do because he's been showing up and showing out these last few programs. Just, and he's about to do it again with a brother from the great state of Texas or who resides in the great state of Texas, none other than Brother Kendrick. What's going on?
Oh my goodness! What's going on, fellas? How y'all
doing,
bro?
I got one comment to make for you.
What's that?
Okay, real quick.
How about that Eagles?
Oh my goodness! Y'all need to stop.
I'm sorry.
He had to come out and say it, but hey, let him roll. I let him roll with it. Because, I mean, I got to say, you know, the Cowboys been on a hot streak as of late, you know. No, I can't say too much about the game right now because my focus has been mainly listening to the show and stuff like that. And as far as what I've looked, they kind of keep things kind of close up there in Minnesota without my man Dak. But, you know, he had that little injury. So
44-6.
44-6. Oh, you know what you're talking about now.
The Lions.
Anywho. Anywho.
You see, how you just trying to not just go ahead and give us our glory, but let me hush. This ain't what we're here for tonight. I'm sorry.
No. But you know, he won't gonna let that one go. You know, whenever it's football season, you know, I gotta let him roll with it.
Yeah. You know, your NFC Easters. You know, my 49ers won. My 49ers won today. We won today too. So we won today.
It almost feels like whenever there's strong competition in NFC East between us, Eagles, Washington football teams, and the little G-Man, you know it's going to be, I don't necessarily say it's bad blood, but it's great competition. But we all know when at the end of the day, we don't show love. We don't show love to each other no matter what.
No matter what.
It kind of sucks, though, that it's not me liking the team in the NFC West. It'll be a different story. It would be me and you going at it, man, versus the other way around.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, man.
But you said it very well.
I heard
it's all love and fun.
Yeah. Now, I was listening to y'all conversation with Brother Old moments ago, you know, talking about, you know, a loss of a child or a loss of a parent. Man, let me tell y'all brothers something. This week here in Texas, especially here in Dallas, that is what my church family has been dealing with just on and on and on. It's like, this year alone, we've been dealing with death that's just been hitting us. You know, I'm losing close friends that I have bonded with over the last maybe like 5 or 7 years that I sang with, you know, in the choir and stuff like that. And then just on yesterday, one of my dear brothers has lost his one and only son past Monday. He had asthma attack. And it didn't get any better. And I can tell how severe it was because I was listening to my pastor talk, and he was just telling us, you know, say his name. And his name is Christian Keating. And how he just kept saying his name. And we all, you know how we are. We some praying saints. We get to praying like crazy. And it was like no matter what we said, unfortunately, he didn't come through. And, you know, he went on to be home with the Lord. And it's been tough on mom and dad, and this brother has been laid up on my heart. God is just you know, he'll just drop a name on you, and you just don't know what to do. You just say, okay, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do, but I'm going to pray for my brothers. I'm going to pray for my sisters. You know, you just do it out of obedience. And I just kept thinking about my brother in Christ so much, and I was just like, God, what you want me to do? And I only heard 3 words, love on them, show them some love. And that was it. And I remember hugging my pastor. And I remember hugging my pastor after rehearsal last week before this happened. And then when I saw my brother in Christ today after service, the emotions we had were so strong that I could hardly contain my tears and he couldn't contain his. And I wasn't there at the home going. But just the idea of just God just putting his anointing on us, that when we bond together, the love is so contagious that, you know, it's going to be felt. And it's like we embrace each other and we loved on each other. And it was just one of those things that I just had to let my brother know, hey, my brother, I love you. And it was needed at that time. It was needed. So when I heard Brother Old say that, I was just like, man, that was confirmation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do believe the Father is definitely coming back for some of his, because there are so many stories, just like what you just shared with us, brother, where people are just going. And, like, the natural order of things is non-existent anymore.
That's right.
I know so many parents that are burying their children. That's just not the way it's – no child should have – no parent should have to bury their child. You know, it just shows just how far askew this world has gotten. But we got to pray it on and keep it on. Onward,
yes,
Christian soldier. Marching as to war, because we are in a war. We've got to keep it moving. In spite of it all and through it all. And some people's loads are heavier to carry than mine, but it doesn't make mine any less, you know. But yet, we're to be there for one another. We are a brother's keeper. When you see a brother that's burdened down with his load, yes, you can give it to God, because he can handle it all. But that's what the brothers are there for. And I suppose it's almost like a chain of command. Go see one of your brothers to help you carry that load. Allow him the opportunity to be blessed by being a blessing to you. We just got to do better. That's another affirmation, like the one you came up that you said we should do every morning with Dare to Be You. Do better.
Got
to do better.
Got to.
Those are the two things I'm going to start saying every morning in the mirror. I'm writing it down right now. Dare to be you.
Bay.
And do better. I'm going to get that printed out and tape it to the bathroom window. Not the window, the mirror. We've got to do better. We got to dare to be us. The womanizer in us, the gambler in us, the alcoholic in us, the short-tempered person amongst us, the judgmental one upon us. That's not us. We got to get beyond all and dare to be who we really are. Who we really are is who we were pretty much at birth in those very first few years before we got swayed by the world's insanities, bullied into other actions because of the world's sickness, scared to do it another way because of the bravado of sin in the world, the compromises that we made. That's not who we are. That innocent child that we were at birth, we are more knowledgeable now, but that innocence is what's missing. We need to get it back somehow. And the only way I know to get it back is to be on your knees at the throne. Oh, man. Boy, this has been a very powerful night tonight. And Brother Ken, would you bring
to
the blessings for the evening?
Oh, man. Actually, I did do a piece called I'm Never Alone.
You sure about that?
Oh, yeah. Sure enough.
Scare me for a second. You scare me for a second. You know, wait a minute. Now, I know the answer I expected from you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but you, I'm okay now. You get it right there. You
Man.
Definitely did. Yes, you're sure about that. So why don't you bless us with that piece, my brother? The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. I'm never alone because you never left my side. You made a promise to me. You made the sacrifice for me by sending your only begotten son to die for me.
a sinner who didn't see you as valuable as you see me. I didn't trust you because I didn't believe in you. You see, I'm never alone because you love me. Your unfailing love is everlasting, even when I'm not lovable. It took a while for me to truly understand you and have a greater appreciation for it all. Oh, God, you are my father that looks out for his children, including me. I'm never alone because I'm talking to you daily, but not about my issue. I'm thanking you for being by my side through it all. You're still working on me like an artist, you see. You see me as a perfect work of art, even though my imperfections are shown every single day. The years that I have cried, you capture every tear, watering the seed that I have sown for the next harvest to come. And when it's time to serve, it's hard to hold back my excitement because I know it's time to bless others. And when that day comes for me to leave this world, you'll be waiting on me, arms wide open, to embrace you. I'm never alone because you never left my side, Jesus. And I greatly appreciate you for all you've done for me. And that's that piece.
I'm sorry, talking with a muted mic. Brother.
Yeah, and me too.
Okay, I'm not the only one. That was a powerful piece, bro. Wow. Never alone. So, yeah, you answered it earlier, but you really answered it in that piece. And you gave an example on how you're never alone. God, we serve. He gave us his word, and he's God, so he can't lie. He will never leave us forsaken. But the fact that he is with us, one thing, the fact that we acknowledge and know and live and walk knowing that he's with us is something entirely different. That's the important thing, because it's a given that he's with us. Of that, there's no doubt. But do we act like it? Sometimes with our actions. Do we remember that God is right there with us while we're doing that thing that we're doing that we shouldn't be doing, and he's standing right there beside you watching you do it? He's actually inside of you watching you do it. You know? Yeah, so we're never alone.
Oh, man, that was a powerful piece, though, Kendrick.
I really, yes, really sir. Enjoyed that. And...
Absolutely,
and
brother.
Something that our children need to hear too. So, I, you know, if in lieu of the children being here, I hope some of us more seasoned people will grab one of our kids and let them listen to the program on you Sunday. Let them know they got somewhere to go. They got, if they want to get something off their chest about some things going on in the world, come on through. We would love to hear from them. That's going to help us be better parents, better mentors, better role models for them. If we know how they are perceiving things, how things are affecting them, because each generation, it's going to take something different to reach them.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Very, very true.
And we won't know how they're affecting them if we don't hear from them.
Oh, that is so true. Because especially us older generation, it's like we know the struggles that we have dealt with in our time. And, you know, when it comes to this younger generation, and they're thinking that, you know, that we're not listening or we ain't trying to hear what they got to say. And sometimes we have to that just be quiet. I don't want to sound like, oh, we got to shut up. We just got to just be quiet. When God speaks to us, we have to allow our younger generation to speak to us. So we can sit here and think it through and ask God, hey, give me words of wisdom. Give me something to speak on so I can speak wisdom back into our younger generation so they have a better understanding of what trials and tribulations that they're going to face. So when they face them, they don't feel like they're by themselves or they're thinking we as parents don't understand. Because sometimes we jump the gun on everything. And we are sworn to protect our children, but at the same time, you have to let them kind of go out and, you know, make mistakes. They got to make mistakes in order to learn. Because if we allow them to make mistakes, we're sheltering them. And then when they get you know, older and stuff like that, they don't know how to handle, you know, certain things. That's why nowadays you hear about, you know, these bullying, you know, cyberbullying and these suicide rates are at a all-time high. And I've been hearing this, like, over the past maybe year or so, especially when this COVID hit, this pandemic hit us, it's been crazy. And, you know, we've been hearing about these killings here in Texas and stuff like that. And I'm just – and I'm thinking along the borders, like, you know, I'm thinking about my nieces, my nephew, and my one daughter that I have now. It's like it stays on my mind, stays on my heart. And I'm constantly, like, in prayer, like, Lord, give us words of wisdom. Give us wisdom. Give us a better understanding so that when we come face-to-face with this, with them, we don't back down. We don't back out, allowing the enemy to have that kind of control, because God gave us that power to, you know, come against the enemy and let this joker know, hey, we ain't backing down. We're not shutting down. We're not shutting up. We let That's you right. know you're under our feet. Because when we get over that hump, that let the enemy know, hey, I can't mess with this one here. And we're praising God in the midst of all of it. So victory has been proclaimed already. We just gotta act on it, and act on it by faith, not by fear. Because if we act in fear, not to understand, we are gonna let the enemy in our homes, in our minds, and letting him take over. And we know we're stronger than that. We're better than that. And this is not acting out of ignorance. We're just doing things the way God is calling it, and we just have to be obedient and listen to Him and press forward.
Yes,
that's right.
So true, preach, bro, preach. Oh,
lay it
man.
On us.
Spirit is busy tonight. Ooh. And the beautiful thing is this: everything that I've heard this evening is so relevant to what we're facing right now, to what we need to be reminded of right now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Yes.
Yes. One thing I love about your pen, though, Kendrick, is, and this I know not only from the inspiration faculty, but from Mason Mang, the talk show that we co-hosted together, that you shoot straight from the hips. You know, you allow God to use you, and I appreciate you, and I respect you so much for that, because your pieces are, the meat of your pieces are just things that we need to hear. So I appreciate you coming through with that piece. Yeah, I appreciate you. Love you,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
Hey, God be glory. Yes, sir.
That's a perfect example of being your brother's keeper. You come on here and tell us some things that the brothers need to know, because some
That's
of
right.
us might be, without even knowing that we're slacking in certain areas. But you said something real powerful. Sometimes us grown folks need to just shut up and listen to the children, because particularly my generation and older, we weren't to question an adult. We weren't to talk back to an adult. When they said something, we did it. No ifs, ands, or buts, no conversation. Now, my mom was a little softy, and so she would say that, yeah, you better do what I tell you to, but then if you really feel some type of way about it, you can come to me later on and talk to me about it. But at that moment, I wish I would. To this day, I wish I would. But, you know, we have to be mindful. I mean, I guess at that time, those type things were necessary, but I don't really want to say that, because when you start changing or compromising, it's a slippery slope that you're opening the doors to. But today, sometimes we need to just close our mouths and listen to what our kids say. I think what was different then was mom had a way of knowing what we were feeling and thinking about, because we ate dinner together. We had
That's
to take
right.
turns reading a scripture from the Bible together. And then we had to sit down and talk about what our day was like, what happened with us for that day. So, we didn't expose it all, but it still gave mom enough to know, get an idea of what's going on in our lives. But that's missing today. So maybe this is the way of fixing that. Close their mouths and listen to what they have to say. And if they're wrong, you tell them you're wrong as two left feet and beat them. But you listen to them. You know what's going on in their mind. You know?
That's it.
man. Thank you so much for that, brother. That was very powerful and very well needed, very much needed.
That's not Brother O. That's
yes,
Kendrick.
Sir.
That's Kendrick.
But that, hey.
I'm driving.
He's overworked. He's overworked. He's overworked.
Oh, man. So you know the old saying, you know, it takes a...
Together.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, guys, remember this, though. You know, back in the old days, they always say it takes a village to raise a family. And that still is true to this day. It's just you don't hear too much about it, but that statement remains true to this day. And that's something that
absolutely.
We have to get back to more. It's because we grew up in an area where everybody looked out for everybody. And that was the most beautiful thing. That's why us older generation, you know, we have a great appreciation for a lot of things, and we trying to show that to our younger generation, but that's not how they see it. So we have to try to continue to try to keep that thing going. Maybe not in the way that we do it, but try to do it in a way where, you know, you got the old school mixed with the new school, but we still looking out for each other regardless.
Right.
Because without that, we're lost. We're lost and out of sync and out of touch. And we definitely got to stay more focused on what God is pouring into us so we can continue to keep the bond together. Not necessarily trying to put it out for social media just for likes and all that, but to speak the truth in what you put out. Because a lot of folks doing stuff on social media just for likes, to get a lot of thumbs up and get a lot of hearts and all that, which is fine, but are you speaking truth behind what you say? And if you are, people may not like it, but don't compromise yourself on it. Stand firm on that. As we continue to stand on God's word, we got to stand firm on that. Stand firm on your truth. It's not for everybody to like,
absolutely.
But you're getting a lot of attention for the right reason and not the wrong reason. You're gonna get persecuted. You're going to get talked about. They're going to try to slander your name and all that. But if you continue to stand on the truth that God is giving you through his word, nothing else matters because God got your back. And those that are with you, they're gonna have your back too. So don't worry about it. Yeah, it's going to get to you. But as they say, we may endure for a night, but look on the other side. Joy's coming.
Yes,
that sun rises up.
Yes,
made it to another day.
So
Lord God, hallelujah.
When I'm posting on Facebook, I have to do for life, not for likes.
Right?
Absolutely. You post
yes, sir.
Those things that is going to give life, not just for the likes. Yeah, I like that, brother. I like that whole piece that you did, and your sermon afterwards was very, very edifying and poignant as well. Love that. We need that on today. My brother, thank you.
Yeah, and y'all too. Yes, sir. And y'all too be bringing the heat already. Y'all be bringing the heat just as well.
Yeah.
That's why I said sometimes I have to sit and listen to y'all, because boy, y'all be going in deep. And I'm like, y'all ain't even started yet. But that's how it is, though, man. When y'all bringing it, it's like, you guys are both listening. I don't care who's not listening. Where it's going to get out. I'm like, man, did you hear these two? Yes. We heard, and hey, they spoke truth.
That's my daddy tearing stuff up. We just being obedient and following his guidance.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you for that confirmation that our desires are being perceived as just that we are being obedient to the Lord, and that his will and his word is being put out there. So thank you for even letting us know that. Sometimes we need to just hear some things like that. Yeah, you know, the human part of us needs reassurance every now and then, or at least for myself. I need reassurance every now and then what I feel that I'm trying to do is being perceived as such. Somebody mentioned something about that to me today, that, you know, sometimes what you say is not what is perceived as because of how you said it. So that's something that's on my head right now. But in doing so, I have to be able to do so without compromising on my standards and on the Word of God as well. But I don't want to alienate anybody because I'm too firm about something, or, you know, so I have to think before I speak it many a times now. And I guess that comment tonight reinforced that with myself. But I thank you for that bit of edification this evening, Kendrick.
Thank absolutely you. Good, brother.
Yes,
God
sir.
Be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God be the glory.
Absolutely. We all stand in agreement on that. So amen.
Yes, sir,
amen.
Indeed. Amen.
All right, my brother. We got a few more callers. So we're going to put you back in the praise. We're going to put you in the praise lounge for now. But I hope you hang out with us and listen to the rest of the program.
Okay. All right, we'll do. One love, one mic. God bless.
One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. My brother started preaching there a little bit, didn't he, there, man?
Yeah, he did, man. He started going in.
You know, but you know what's funny? No matter how much you might think that I'm coming on to the show and I'm just going to do my piece and get off, but when the Word of God hits you, and when God tells you to know you're going to do a little bit more, you're going to stay on it longer, you're going to this, that, and the other, man, oh, man. That's how the show that takes its own. It takes. We're just orchestrators, basically. God is the one that just controls things. We're just helping him, you know, steer it, not steer it in the right direction, but help it facilitate it in the direction that he takes.
Right. Absolutely.
That in itself is such a honor, such a privilege, and such a glory. Dang, he could use a knucklehead like me. For his kingdom's sake. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Only a great, merciful, all-knowing God can do something like that. Man, you know what we haven't done tonight? Could you take us into a station identification?
Sure, man. I sure can.
And that's letting y'all know you also that you got 9 minutes to dial 319-527-6300 if you want to continue on with us. Back to you.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real network. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right.
Epiphany Radio. Sir, it's been a beautiful program so far tonight. Van, I'm going to let you bring on the next caller. And as a matter of fact, since I'm driving, I'm going to let you run things, and I'm going to be your wingman right now. How's that?
All right. Next up on the mic is our good brother, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, man, it's still good, man. It's still good.
Yes, sir, man. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I mean, you know, you have to decide. You know, you're gonna keep on talking about what's wrong, or you just gonna go through it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
And Lawrence, what's going on with you, my brother?
Man, let me tell you, it's all right. It's all right on this end, man. I, you know, because I be listening to people, man, and I, you know, And I'm convinced people don't realize how much power there are in words, man. And you know, and the trueness of it all is, like I heard this the other day. Everything that we get, we sent it out and it just came back.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, man.
That's powerful.
Yes,
sir. I never thought of it that way,
yes,
but you know, as soon as you said that, wow, there's so much truth to that statement.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people be just saying stuff and don't even hear themselves, you know what I'm saying? And I got Will, I got one more for you. You know why we can't see God, right?
Why is that?
Because if we could, what else would we look at?
Mm. That's deep, bro.
Yes,
you want to do me a favor? Salas, you want to do me a favor?
What's that?
Post both of those quotes, in the event page.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate that. And, that's a lot of food right there. That's a whole 5-course meal right there. We need to hear that. If we can revisit that and get the midnight munchies, go nibble on some of that.
The midnight munchies, I know it.
Yes, sir.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all. Okay, Ray, deer, stay over there on the side, please. Thank you. Big old deer, I just rode past and he looked like he was trying to run out in front of me. I got a little Honda Accord. I don't need to try to tangle with no deers.
No, absolutely not.
No, look, unless they want to lay down on the grill, you know, I like me some venison, man.
Heard that.
I don't think they're going to willingly get themselves up to me like that. Okay. All right. Oh, here's my turn. All righty. Brother, with that, brother, listen to me. Sir Lawrence. What did you
yes, sir.
On? What did you bring
yes,
for
sir.
Us to bless us with tonight?
Oh, I got a modified piece here. I don't know if I did on this show once before, but I modified this piece and it's pretty good, I think.
You hear that modesty there, Van?
I hear it, man. I hear
it's pretty good. It's pretty good, I think. If you know like I know, you already know what it's in for.
Exactly.
But the mic is yours, King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Driven from God consciousness. He said, your God made that. Try mine. It's better. Then with a coveted animosity, decided foods with seeds are an inconvenience. Growing plants, what I saw is chic. Synthetic clothes, rubber soles. Which one needs to be grounded? The wearer or the maker? Plastic foods without the nutrients. Taste buds tricked. No waste. Just constipate. Through the looking glass, exploring the depths of the universe while debating. Who was here first? Instead of understanding atom, the molecules of the atom, we would rather place orders for extraterrestrials, extra blue light, and plenty of extras on enhancements. Hold the natural order upon those extras while riding on the magnetic waves, making sure to microwave. Topped off with plenty of that dirty electricity we don't see. You know, the waste product from from this new technology, telling us they cannot go back to the moon, but Mars is open, and they found Pluto on Pluto. In the meantime, space, now that's a hip trip. No gravity. Selling the new elite high. Depleting dopamine receptors. But who could tell? Changing our DNA codes while offering robots and clones. But then we are not supposed to think. Sir Lawrence.
Whoo, my brother. My brother, my brother. But we're not supposed to think. Serious clothes. Serious clothes there, Sir Lawrence. Dope piece. Go ahead, Paul.
Right on. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't have much to say more than what you just said. That was an awesome piece. As always, as everything throughout the course of tonight has been, it's been something that we need to hear right now. Something we need to remember to reincorporate into our lives, the do's and don'ts that we kind of have overlooked throughout the course, throughout the years. You need to get back to where we need to go back to where we were. Back to that, you know, what's that song? Give me that old time religion. You know, some of the things of the past aren't outdated. You know, we need to go back. We need to redo some things. I appreciate you for that piece, dude. Yeah, like the nice commercial says, just do it. You know, we always try to make things more complex than it is. I believe in the KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We start adding the do's and don'ts and the whys and wheres and hows and all that stuff. And that's when we complicate ourselves. Keep it simple. Praise God. Stick to his words. Walk accordingly. That's it. Simple as that.
But somehow we're
too complicated for our own good. That's why he didn't want us eating on the tree of fruit of knowledge, because we've gotten too smart for our own good. We're so intelligent, we're dumb as a box of rocks.
Say that.
Yeah, that's that. I want to be God complex.
Yeah, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Well, some things
knowledge comes a lot of responsibility, and we don't want that part. We just want the knowledge and the hands-free approach to what we do with that knowledge. That's where the wisdom comes in.
That's where it comes in at, because the problem is, you know, when you look at life and nature and everything else, you know, there's checks and balances. Everything
right.
affects everything else. Just like the guy said, okay, you can't even look at something without affecting it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like even a bird watcher, okay, when you start watching a bird, Dave, when the bird realizes you're looking at it, you have already changed its action. So there's no way you can, you know what I'm saying? And so here we are plastic is a perfect example of so we get oil and we're doing what we're doing with the oil. All right. Then you have a waste product. And then you try to deal with the waste product, and then you come up with plastic. And then you find out it's not biodegradable. So now you got to figure out what to do with what you call yourself fixing. And all you can create problems.
You're right about that.
A circle
You're right
of stupidity.
About that.
You're so right, yes. Yeah.
So...
No, why is it that we can think about these things, but these people with all these initials behind their names, can't come to these simple conclusions and rationales?
It don't pay enough.
Oh. Now that goes back to something a previous caller said about, you know, more or less about us compromising for, and the almighty dollar being the end all.
Yep.
It's a sad day when a piece of paper comes before the almighty God. When a dollar bill becomes more important than God Almighty. Yeah, we're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to keep going on and on, but I got something that's gonna blow your mind. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, imagine. All right. I read this yesterday. Imagine you got two toothpicks, okay, and then you start sword fighting with yourself. Okay? So now the question becomes, can you literally stab yourself, or, and the real question, defend yourself from being stabbed, can you actually do that? Okay? Because if you stab yourself, did you intentionally stab yourself, and then the intention is also allow yourself to be stabbed? I mean, did you really do this? You know what I'm saying? And so then, with that in mind, then there's God who created Jesus and Satan, which is two parts of himself. So now you got a war in fashion, what we know is good and evil. So now you can't let good win over evil all the time. Because,
right,
once again, with the comparison, okay, so then is that where the phrase, you can't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing?
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to think about ponder on.
That's one of those things, man. We just, you know, it would be a much better place if we just.
Absolutely, good brother.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is, it would be a much better place if we did less instead of doing more.
All right, good brother. We're going to send you one over to the praise lounge so we can keep this party going.
Right on.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Sir.
Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence.
Don't forget, man. Sir Lawrence, don't forget to put those two quotes on the event page, please, sir.
Yes, please make sure you do that. Please make sure you do that. Next on the mic, Paul, we got Gina Storm.
Did you raise your hand?
Hey, Gina.
I raised my hand and I took my phone off mute. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday indeed.
I knew I could do it.
Yes. We did.
Well, we know you can do it because we've done it once or twice.
It's so rare. I have to be shocked.
But you already know, Gina, whether you raise your hand or not, you're getting called on. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
And I appreciate
point.
That. I appreciate
point.
The fact that you know that my hand wasn't intentionally raised. I actually thought I did. So when you saying it, I'm like, well, I'm not worried about it this time. No, I always
I
need to
right.
check.
Right.
I need to just stand this. 9 times out of 10, my hand is not raised.
That's okay. But you did it tonight. You did it. Yay,
yeah.
You did.
I knew it. Okay, so I know this is the last Sunday of the month. I had my grandkids until they trick-or-treated. When my daughter came back to get their backpacks because they have school tomorrow, she said, Mom, the kids were freezing. Home, warmed them up with cocoa. They could all have two pieces of candy, brush their teeth, floss, rinse, and say their prayers and go to bed because tomorrow's school.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have a time at my house. And it's not that I don't say go to bed. I just say I'm going to bed. Stay with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Right,
so
right,
eat me,
right.
Don't wait. If you're hungry,
mm-hmm.
wait till morning. If you're thirsty, close your mouth while you rest because you're going to dry your tongue out because I'm not giving you anything to drink. It's late o'clock.
So you're done, huh?
yeah. When I'm off the clock, I'm done. It's a wrap. See you tomorrow. And so in the morning, they'll just softly, you know, play or watch a cartoon, read to each other, whatever. And then just something to just tell me because I promise you they had been here, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, did a half day of school. Yesterday the moms came and got them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And today my daughter and her fiancé went to pick them up from the moms to take them to trick-or-treat and then took them home. And I actually acted dejected when my daughter came back. She said, you don't have to pretend. I said, no, I'm sad because I wanted to rifle through their candy before.
Right.
You know what she said?
Sit at home trick-or-treat, huh?
Look, I'm just keeping it real. I don't have a sweet tooth, but every now and then I wish I had a piece of candy. So now I do have several pieces of candy. But it wasn't from that hall. It was a hall from the at school. They had a, I guess they're calling it a holiday parade or Halloween parade.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Everything's different now because they're not actually going door-to-door. What they're doing is the parents are driving to the school and popping their trunks, and their goodies are in the trunk. And the kids knock on the car, and then they pop the trunk, and then they get their treat, and the person comes back. My daughter made a video, and she showed it to my, what is this? She said it's called Trick or Trunk.
I like that.
Door to door, right, because there are people who are going to answer their door, and they're not wearing a mask. And my kids are wearing a costume and a mask, even if the costume had a mask. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We can't be going to your house because you're just living out here, you know, recklessly. So this trick-or-trunk thing is, I love that. They found a way.
Down here they call it.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. What was it called then?
Uh-huh.
It's called trunk-or-treat down here. Trunk-or-treat.
Okay, everybody's doing something like that. And I was thinking...
I've never heard of it. Yeah, most of the churches, before pandemic, a lot of the churches would do it.
Well, see, they had a costume party. They had a costume ball at the grandkids' church last Halloween. Well, this was their first, because they weren't in school last year. So now that they're back in class, the school did something. So I just love the fact that they participated. The pictures were awesome. My daughter gave me that candy from school, so I'm good from now to Christmas probably. I don't need candy like that, but every night I get every now and then. Yes.
Jenny, you don't need candy like that. I'm gonna inbox you my address. You can just ship a little my way, you know, because I ain't get to go out and bring a few bags. You know, just share a little something with a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And then how about this? So they have pinatas
for
their birthday party.
Tell nobody else that I said that.
So they always have candy year-round. They have birthdays in August, September, and December. So that's going to be another piano between now and Christmas. Danny's birthday is the 3rd.
Okay.
So, there's lots of candy in their life. That's why I told my daughter, I said, we don't have to give them candy. They don't always get candy.
Right.
But we had a ball. So I'm going to do a piece that I'm dedicating to them. Of course, because you know that they're my everything. It was real interesting when they came home from school, and they had only part of the costume. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna tell a story in my freestyle. I'm gonna just simply tell the famous three.
Mike,
so
is yours?
I have these. Go ahead, Ed.
No, I'm saying the mic is yours. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Van. Appreciate that. Poetic and divine inspiration. I'm so glad I made it into the sanctuary tonight. So I'm dedicating my piece to my grandchildren that I dubbed the Famous Three. And this is it. I got them early in the week. I have a show that I host on Monday nights, and then I try to hit a couple other mics if possible. Then on Tuesday, I got a text from my daughter when she was leaving work, and she said, "We got a situation at home. Would it be okay for me and the kids to spend the night?" I said, "Of course, that would be a bonus for me." I'm thinking, all right. They had pictures the previous Tuesday. I had them that weekend. The girls got their hair braided in. Sarah and I went to the barbershop. He got crispy. He had an interesting part. He decided again to be a superhero. Last year he was Spider-Man, the year before Batman. This year he was Captain America. The middle child I dubbed Debo. Her actual name is Danielle Joy, but she's using out of joy for me. She's the one who likes to it and insists upon telling my mother on me. She'll do the pouty face and walk into my mom's room all downtrodden, and she will simply ask, "What's wrong with Grandma's baby?" And then Debo will reply, "Gigi did it." Like I'm little and not her actual grandmother. She stopped that, and it's a good thing because she wouldn't have lived to be able to see 7 come December. Juliana's the oldest, and she's going through some kind of growing pains right now where she's always been bossy and mean to her siblings, and that needs to stop immediately. I told her I was a big sister. All my brothers love me. They wouldn't talk to me or be my friends right now as adults because we're not still all living in the same house. If you want that to happen between you and your siblings, you're going to have to soften your tone. Don't talk to them like you're their little mom. You're their big sister. Show them love, compassion. Talk to them the same way that I talk to you and them. And then you'll see that they'll be more receptive to do what you want them to do. But it's just the way that you're saying it. It sounds really hostile, sometimes condescending, because even though you're 9 and they're 7 almost and 5, they still love up, look up to you, and they adore you and think that you're amazing and spectacular, and you always want them to. So stop being so bossy. They don't like it, and I don't either, and it's not a good look on you. She started to cry, and I said, don't. So you have two things in your life that you can control, your laughter and your tears. This is not a time when you need to cry, dear. Laugh about how silly you were being and didn't realize it. And the love that I have for you would make it possible for me to tell you immediately to stop it. Now everyone will be happy, and we can go on with our wonderful mini vacay that we had this week. My daughter would come home from work, and they would be already ready for bed, had dinner, dessert, teach, brush. They'd already flossed. They were listening to Mozart and drifting off. She would hug and kiss each of them and come in the room with me, and we would talk for a couple of hours before I would fade away. And she would say, "We haven't done this in years and years." No, we haven't. So for me, it was a bonus. We've been protecting them against energy that is not theirs. They had an uncle who was visiting from Texas, and he had some mental health issues that would not be conducive for small children to be around. I applaud my daughter for protecting them, and I'm part of that village, so we did what we must. But I have to be honest with you, having them for a few extra days when I wouldn't have ordinarily was a gift from them to me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Gigi did it.
You sure did.
See, the kids ain't the only ones that can tell on you.
Gigi did it. I said, "Mom, did you hear it?"
Yeah,
she said it with her chest. And at the time, she was 4. And I told her, she told him, and she wasn't 5. Oh, she been a bully since she was 3.
I'm so glad she made it and she got to see that birthday in December.
Oh, yeah. She might make it to 7.
Uh-huh.
She gave me the side eye on Friday. He came home.
No, you didn't dub one of them children a Debo.
Right, she's a bully. Right. And she fights. Debo. Oh, and you can't have nothing for yourself because if she sees me chewing and I tell her it's just gum, she want to see. If she don't believe me, I might be eating something behind her back that I'm not sharing. Debo. Six going on bully.
But, you know, the only thing I can say about that piece is it is blatantly, blaringly, glowingly obvious that you speak
to truth when you say those children are your everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can hear your chest stuck out like the proud grandma when you talk about
They're amazing
them.
Human beings, but I'm not just proud because these are my baby's babies. No, I love the people that they are. And if they get out of line, I check them. Like I told Juliana, that's not a good look. Stop it. You know, you're being a boss and mean. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you're the boss or that you need to be mean.
Right.
And the fact that she was the same cry let me know that she knew it was wrong and acknowledged it. So this is a behavior she can correct. But somebody had to tell her not to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can also hear your love. You can hear the pride of them in your voice. When you speak about, I mean, your pieces are somewhat visual anyway. But when you speak about your grands, you can see the emotion. You can see the pride.
Yeah.
You can see the love. You can see the joy.
Like,
you can see the hope. You can
see
the trust.
In real time, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But at the core of it, you know, they're always, when they say grace over the food, they're praying that that God provide for the homeless and the hungry. That's part of their prayer.
Grace.
Oh, it just warms my heart. So we do blanket
pictures. Because you didn't have to tell them that. That came from them, right?
Absolutely, that's theirs. That's their prayer.
Yeah.
It gives me a warm feeling, you know, because I feel like they're going to be good people because they're decent little human beings right now. Of course they do stuff, they're kids, but you know what I mean, not out of the realm of basic possibilities. It's not really bad, it's just all love. And my 5-year-old grandson, it does sight word books. And there was like, you know, 6 pages, and each page had 2 words on it. And he read me the whole book before school because he was going to read it silently. And I said, oh, no, that's not how that works. You need to read it aloud so that I know that you read it so I can sign off, because I'm not signing this if I don't hear the words. And it was like, you know, the orange pumpkin with the green stem is on the brown ground was the book. But he could read the whole book. He's 5. Those were sight words last week. And I told my daughter, I said, so is he just lazy or? She was like, yeah, he's just lazy. Yeah. So I was just trying to figure out what I need to do here. Do I need to give him some extra help? Or do I need to put my foot to his behind? Oh, foot to behind. Thank you. Got it. Not a problem. I'm that grandmother. Somebody's got to be. They always do good cop, bad cop. I'm bad cop.
All right. It's a known fact.
Just
if your children
fear.
Love
you
all you
know,
the
like
time,
my daughter
I
said, I seen
you
the
phone.
I said nobody. I just threatened them. That's all it took. They needed to know that the spoon was in within arm's reach. So I got it.
I do more than threaten them. I tear that up.
I don't spare the rod. I'm not spoiling children. I love them. Spoiled. They need to be obedient. And they need to know that they have a role to play. Like my oldest granddaughter was looking in my mouth when I was on the phone. I said, excuse you? I'm sorry, she said. Yeah, because it's bad enough that you're ear hustling, but for you to look in my mouth while you do it, no, you didn't try to.
Wow. You're not even being slick about it. Huh?
I'm not the one, right? And I see you. I see you watching me have this conversation. Like, you know you're not invisible, right?
Wow.
You know what, I'm going to go another room because I don't want to have to beat you today. We had a wonderful time. I told my daughter, they just do real kid stuff. And I like that because they do puzzles and they play games and they use their imaginations and they still play with dolls and they love books. And only thing I'm giving them for Christmas, and I told my daughter this already, is books and puzzles. Nothing else. Books and puzzles.
There you go.
Yeah, we did board games last year, so it's books and puzzles this year. They don't need any more clothes.
Well,
they don't need any more tools. What they need to use their brains every day and to be good people. So I appreciate y'all.
I love
church.
We appreciate you, too.
One love, one mic.
Run to the praise lounge. I know everybody's there.
One love, one mic.
Okay, there's a party going on over there.
There's a party over there.
One love, one
see you next day, family.
My love, one
yeah, I will, yes. Does she sound like a little bit of a proud grandma? Lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my.
Next on the mic, Paul, we got
Ernie. Yeah, 8, 9, 6. Hmm.
8, 5, 6.
And who might that be?
Welcome to the Inspiration.
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Hello. Who do we have on the
mic? We can hear you.
How y'all doing? Marie. How y'all doing?
No, this is Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Right?
Oh, this is Marie.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, as always.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
I was,
how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing pretty good. Doing pretty
awesome.
Good.
That's good. I wanted to call in. I wanted to share something with you guys. It's short but sweet. And
okay.
I just wanted to say where I got it from.
Okay.
The poem is called My First Love. And
okay.
When I was younger and I had my first boyfriend, I used to always, you know, walk around and say, oh, my first love, but that was my first love. But as I got older, I found out that the Lord is my first love. And yeah.
Wow.
And it's not
well,
no
you
love
heard,
like his Mike love.
Is yours. Mike is yours. You need to hear
okay.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Got to hear that.
Oh, but it's short but sweet. I just wanted to let you know it's not a long. It's short. I just wanted to say this. This was another thing that let me know that the Lord is my first and my last love. When I heard him say, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Come on.
Okay. It's called My First Love. I never knew about a love so strong, so beautiful, so marvelous, a love that never dies, a love that forgives, a love that nurtures, a love that has mercy, a love that gives grace. I never knew about a love so sweet, a love that's sweeter than honeydew. A love that fruits continue to grow and never dies. You are my first. You are my last. You are my future. You are my past. You are the I am, my first love. That's it.
You are my first. You are my last. You are my future. You are my past. You are my past. Man. Go ahead, girl. Oh,
I love
that.
That was amazing.
I love that. Yeah. And the way
thank
it came
you.
To you.
And the way it came to you.
That was just awesome.
Yeah.
The whole entire. That wasn't nothing but God.
That was nothing
and
God.
You
yeah.
recognizing
you,
God in your life.
Recognizing
God
in your life.
His due.
His due.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Amazing piece.
Amazing piece.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're really
we're
running kind of short here.
Running
on time.
Short, on
time. I want to my mouth with you. Like I want to do what I like to do.
Like I want. I like
to blow my mouth, but
we got
a couple of callers. Do we got van to get on?
Do we got van to get on?
Yeah, we got two more left to
get
on. But that's
okay.
But
that's cool.
That piece is amazing.
That piece is amazing.
Man, though.
Man.
She went lying when she said it was short. It was short. It was more like short and power.
It was more like short and power.
Indeed. So, Marie, thank you so much for that.
I hope he's going to come back next week.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, guys.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, now we can let her go since she, we got it on tape that she said she's coming back. That's a legal document.
Right, absolutely. We got it on tape.
That's an oral contract.
Yes, it is. All right, Marie.
Oh, man. One mic.
Okay, y'all take care. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Wow. Man. Sure, sweet, but definitely necessary. Definitely necessary.
Man, she immediately put in mind Barry White song when she said, "My first, my last, my everything."
First, my last, my everything. Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay, man. Wow. What a show!
All right. I'm telling you now. Next up, Mama Ola Daisy.
Welcome.
Hey,
Mom. Evening. Happy
Hello,
birthday.
Mother Ola Daisy. How you doing?
Oh, y'all together again. This is wonderful. I haven't heard you all together in so long. I'm just happy that you're together again.
We're here.
Yeah, together. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes. I missed you. Yeah, what's going on?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Okay. I'm here.
I know that's right.
I'm
good
alive.
Good to be here.
Yes, it is. I kind of lost my poem, so I'll go on here to see can I find it. And the name of my poem was Together Again.
Okay, now. All right.
And so I couldn't.
I like the sound.
I had it pulled up because I went to a funeral, because basically that's all I. That's the only outings I have these days, is funerals. And so I was going out with a couple of my friends. We went to the funeral together because we all know the same people because we've been friends. Basically, all the friends I have, I've been friends with over 50 years. So the long friendships that I have, you know, it means that a lot to be in life because that they're still alive, that we still have a friendship, and that we still will be together till the end. And it means a lot.
Right.
So
right.
The piece I had looked up, I mean, put head up, it just disappeared. So, and then, so like, when you all are together again, too, I was just like, wow, it'll be the perfect piece. And, of course, it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it.
Mm.
So, I'll just read whatever comes up now because I don't know what's going on here.
That's okay. You'll find it between tonight and next Sunday, so you can bring that for us next Sunday because we're going to be together again, I hope, as long as Van's teammate playing.
Don't go blaming it on my team now.
Yeah, it was pulled up and then just, I don't know what happened. Let me see if this is going to work here. Okay, I see the pictures of me and my friends, but I don't see the poem. And I don't know. So I just guess I won't be able to read. But I'm just glad to hear you all together. And unless you wanted to read a poem I read on three other shows already, a Halloween poem, I might find that.
Well, you got that ready?
I have the one ready that I was trying to find. Let me see if I can just pull it up. Together. Together again. She's just going to come up.